The views and opinions expressed on this show are of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurants.
Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you for joining me in the studio. I got the Grits girls, Taylor Dawson and Lauren Smith. Also got our intern, Nadia, hanging out with us today. We're going to have a lot of fun, guys. I love when Great Southern Restaurants joins the panel, and you guys do such great work over there. Thank you so much. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing good. We're a little sleepy.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, you guys
hanging
are, this is kind of go time for you guys, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lots of people in town. Everybody wants a good meal. Everybody wants that experience. I want to start off the show. We always talk about the menu items. We get into what's going on at the restaurants, but I wanted to hear from you guys personally. Great Southern Restaurants is sort of a, in my mind, it's another level. It's another tier of restaurant. It's another experience. It's not just going out for casual dining. It's not even like most fine dining around here. It's kind of on another level, in my opinion. It's a step above. So I want to hear from you personally. What sets our Great Southern Restaurant group apart from other restaurants here in town?
Well, first of all, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, thank you. I love, man.
We try.
Getting a good meal is my favorite thing, so I love
the way
you guys
do it. Hey, that's what brings people together. I was just listening to a podcast about food and bringing people together today. Mm-hmm. I think what sets us apart is we, one, have been around for a while.
Right.
Since the beginning times, I feel like, of especially downtown.
Yep.
But there's also something for everybody, whether it's casual, fine dining, Italian, soul food, seafood,
right.
Steakhouses. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would say that is what sets us apart. And of course, the food. We have
right.
great chefs
mm-hmm.
behind the scenes.
Right.
So we're very lucky for that. And we're also very lucky, as I say every single time, because we share an office with one of the chefs.
We do.
So we are taste testers.
Yes.
And I could not be more grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
Same. He probably thinks we're so annoying. But you know, we love you, Jason.
He definitely does. We love you, Jason.
It doesn't show. If I would have had that job, I'd be like 500 pounds. I would
it's
just be
the
like,
stairs.
Oh,
yeah,
you have stairs.
We,
nice.
Yeah, our office is in the Fish House building. And if you've never been to Fish House, there is a lot of stairs.
Mm.
And we're at the tippity top of the building. So we go up, three flights of stairs
yeah.
every day.
I would just have to take a crab cake in my hand every day when I go up the stairs. They need to have just a pile of them sitting at the bottom of the stairs.
We'll tell Jason.
Yes. You need energy to get up them stairs. Yeah.
No, that's how you clock in is you take a crab cake.
Oh. Taylor's crab cake is missing. She must be here today. All right. Lauren, what's your favorite part? What sets Great Southern Restaurants apart for you?
Honestly, Taylor hit it exactly where it should be, but also our staff.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that we work with, we have such a good crew, whether it's back of house, front of house, people
it's
that
important.
You don't see that don't work in the restaurant, but work over at our tower office, which is not a restaurant, but everybody over there helps us as well. We just mm-hmm. have a really good team.
Right. Yeah. You got to have that.
Team, yeah.
You
do.
Have that support.
We're really and we're team. Fortunate with such a large team too.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yes. So, all right. With that out of the way, tell us, what can we expect? Because the one thing I was talking about on the radio the other day with another guest was, I love how chefs, especially you guys, you do seasonal offerings. Like
I love how you said you guys, like me and Lauren. And
it is us. We
it
ask.
Couldn't be further from the truth.
Well, you're testing. I'll go ahead and get your mic in there, Nadia. You're testing. You're letting them know,
in.
No, this is not good. Yes, we love this. So you're influencing the menu. But what I was telling another guest the other day was I love how, especially you guys, it's a seasonal offering. Like it's healthier to eat when stuff is in season. And you guys are like, okay, well, this berry is in season and this is in season. So we're going to grab these things and we're going to give them to you right fresh on your plate. And I love that.
We definitely always try to do that with
mm-hmm.
obviously the seasons changing, but also too with what we have here in Pensacola locally, whether it's, you know, fruit, we use C&D Mills grits,
mm-hmm.
Renfro pecans. So we try to nice. Incorporate things within our community mm-hmm. too.
Go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Check out all the great restaurants under this umbrella. And if you go to any of these establishments, I guarantee Jake Walker said you're going to have a great time. There's going to be some live music probably. There's going to be great food. We're going to be talking about all that right here. Go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com. I got the Grits Girls in the studio, Taylor Dawson and Lauren Smith. I also got Nadia, the intern. I'm just going to call you Nadia, the intern. I don't even know your last name. Sure. And nobody knows mine either, so it's all good. The is the middle name.
I love it. It's like a sitcom.
Yeah. 437-1620 is our number. You can call or text in the show. If you have any questions, if you have any menu suggestions, let us know.
Oh, we love those.
Yeah,
yeah, please.
Somebody's be like, fried bologna sandwich with mayo
my
and tomato.
Favorite.
We would eat it.
Oh, yeah. My God.
If your chef made it, I would. I would eat it. I'd be like, oh, there's some seasonal fresh berries on here in a compote. So, anyway.
I mean, maybe like aioli from chicken eggs. That
aioli,
are local.
Yes.
That probably would be on the fried bologna sandwich.
Yes, words. I love it. All right. Taylor, what do we got coming up?
First things first.
Mm-hmm.
Usually ABC falls on the day after. We're here.
Exactly.
Tomorrow we are full, and it is the last ABC of our semester. We break things up into semesters. We skip July to give you a little summer breaks, you know, keeping with the school theme. And we'll start back August through December. And stay tuned because I'll go over those themes next month.
Okay.
But the next event we have coming up is our 10th annual Fish House Craft Beer Festival, which is, I know, June 15th, whenever I was thinking about it last week, sounds so far away. It's literally next weekend.
Yep.
So that's kind of crazy. Also, Father's Day is the day after. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for the perfect gift for Father's Day, I would definitely recommend a beer fest ticket.
Yes.
Dad's yes. love beer. Everybody loves beer.
Go tie a buzz on, Dad. You deserve it.
Exactly.
Yes.
So join us at the Fish House Deck for our 10th annual Craft Beer Fest on Saturday, June 15th. Starts at 3 and ends at 6 o'clock. We're going to be featuring over 50 different beers with a portion of the event proceeds benefiting Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida, who we partner with every single year. They're great and a lot of fun. And according to our great Southern beverage manager, Dean Clark, this event is designed to allow the public to taste a large variety of handcrafted beers with an opportunity to sample a number of styles to determine preferences. We have beers from microbreweries, craft and specialty bottled beers. They're going to be available for tasting. For the non-beer lovers, we also have something for you, too. I know I said everyone loves beer, but guess what? I don't. I like spirits, though. So we'll have a number of spirit tables featuring a number of small production vodkas, rums, and bourbons. And we love putting on this event because it benefits an amazing cause, of course.
You don't like wine, either. You're strictly spirits.
I am. Oh, you do.
You're spiritual.
Okay. Sell them, Lauren.
Okay. So have you ever heard of Lambrusco?
We're veering off topic a little bit. We'll come back.
No, was he on The Sopranos?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a type of wine, sparkling red wine. Taylor says she doesn't like it, but if you ever go to Angelina's, Lambrusco. Just trust me.
I make an exception.
There's a bottle. It's Lambrusco. It is not costly. It's like $34, I think. It is the best red sparkling wine you will ever have in
and
your life.
And it doesn't make my head hurt.
And Taylor hates wine.
I have converted her.
It is delicious.
It's very refreshing.
I get the headache thing because of the sulfites or the sulfates or whatever that's in wine. Yeah,
it's low in this one.
Okay, good.
Brooke Parkhurst, our wine director, she does the wine list right. She does go through all those things, the sulfites, sulfates, whatever. I know what you're talking about.
The headaches.
She does have a lot of options that are very low with that.
Mm.
She's a pro.
Good.
For sure.
Very good. Another reason why Great Southern Restaurants rocks. That's why we're talking to the Grits Girls this morning. Let us know if you have any questions, comments. 437-1620. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Okay, so
panel.
Back to Beer Fest. Yeah. So we're going to offer a number of local and regional breweries. I'll go over some of those. Of course, Pensacola Bay Brewery, Perfect Plain. We have Props, Ghost Train, Ology, who's a new one we're featuring based out of Tallahassee. Braided River is also a new one based out of Mobile. Of course, Pensacola local Doc's Hop Shop, Urban South based out of New Orleans. The list goes on and on and on. And of course, like I said, we'll have a variety of spirit tables as well, featuring a different variety of seltzers, different drink varieties from Diageo Beverage Company, Bushwhacker Spirits, which, look, next week, let's face it, it's summer. It's going to be hot. Nothing's better than walking around on the Fish House deck holding a Bushwhacker.
You will see us.
You will see us. Maybe Bushwhacker in hand.
It's the only time, because it doesn't work if it's like chocolate milk, right? Like, or a milkshake out in the hot sun. But somehow, a Bushwhacker, it just doesn't have the same effect. It's better.
It works. Yes. I don't know what it is.
You do have to add the extra shot to it, and then it's perfect.
Yes
the
looking
floater.
At the water, it's perfect. Cutwater canned spirits, beverages from Breakthrough Beverage, Southern Wine Spirits, and of course, many more. And of course, this is a 21 and over event and will occur rain or shine. When we say rain or shine, we mean it.
Yeah. Sorry, Nadia.
Yes.
21 and up.
The price. 21.
Oh,
perfect. Oh, perfect. Nadia, we'll see you there. Price for the tickets is $40. And if on the day of, if you haven't gotten your ticket, if we still have tickets available, they can be purchased at the door. Ticket holders will be given a souvenir beer glass, which has become a collectible over the years. We do a different color every single year. And to get tickets, you can get them online on our tackle shop at greatsouthernrestaurants.com, or you can always give us a call, 850-912-6622.
Tackle Shop, is that the name of your merch store?
Yep.
Oh, that's so cool. I like that.
Yes.
Very nice. Have you seen the charcuterie boxes that are basically just you go to, you know, like sporting goods place and get a tackle box?
With yes.
All the
box. Yes.
And you make it a charcuterie.
Box.
Yeah.
Cute.
You just put your pepperoni, you got your cheese, you got your brie in here.
Love
just
that.
Close it up. Yeah.
If I could just remember to make one of those the day before I take my kids to the beach, but I never do. So it's just a throw your stuff in the bag.
Let's go. Put that down. Spit that out. Let's go.
Don't put that in your mouth.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. All right. What else, Taylor? Sorry. I always
derail
you.
Oh, no. That's
See,
totally
Nadia,
fine.
It's my job. It's not my job. It's actually not my job description. It's what I shouldn't do. But every time these girls are on the show, I just do my best just to derail the conversation as quickly as
possible.
We
also can't help ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, have you met us? Have you met us? Sometimes we're talking about what's going on at the fish house, and sometimes I'm talking about hot dogs blowing up in the microwave. You never
exactly.
know what you're going to get.
Yep. You'll never find a hot dog in a microwave at the fish house.
No.
What's going on
just
over there?
Just at my house.
Yeah.
It's the perfect segue into Father's Day is June 16th. So like I said, still looking for a Father's Day gift. Can't go wrong with Beer Fest tickets. And it's the day before Father's Day.
Yes.
So
perfect.
That's a lot of fun.
All right.
And mark your calendars because Father's Day is June 16th, which is also right around the corner. And you can celebrate at all of our Great Southern restaurants. Let's start with the Fish House. We'll be open for brunch and dinner with brunch 11 to 2 and dinner service beginning at 2 p.m. We'll be serving off of both of our standard brunch and dinner menus, but our executive chef, Jason Hughes, has created two Father's Day specials that will be available for brunch. This will also be the brunch feature over at Atlas as well. That's going to be roasted pork loin, hardwood smoked pork shoulder, soft poached eggs, caramelized shallots, and sauce forestier, which, yes, I did Google in the lobby how to pronounce that, and I probably still butchered that, so I'm really sorry about that, Jason.
I'm proud of you.
With roasted wild mushrooms on scratch-made buttermilk biscuits, that's going to be topped with... I'm not okay today. Topped with Cajun tasso hollandaise and served with crispy fingerling potato home fries. Then for dinner... we're going to have grilled Beeler's Heritage Bone-In Pork Chop served over C&D milled stone ground white cheddar grits, which is my personal favorite if you've never had rice grits, Cajun braised red beans and smoked ham, and sautéed collard greens. That's going to be topped with crispy onions and Creole Chiron. Over at the Fish House, we are walk-ins only, no reservations, but as we say every single month, pro tip, you're always more than welcome to call the host to stand to see what our current wait time is running.
All right. We do have a question from a listener.
Yay.
I think this is a first, right?
It's the first phone call.
Have we ever had a phone call?
Sure.
We've had texts, but
yeah.
I don't know if we've ever had phone calls. All right. So Richard is in Pensacola. Richard, are you there? Oh, hold on. There's the wrong button. Richard, are you there? We got you?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Yes, I can hear you. What's your question for Great Southern Restaurants, the Grits Girls this morning?
Yeah, well, I have a serious situation. I'm a 60-year-old man. I just proposed marriage to my 60-year-old lady, and I'm looking for a small room for about 50 people for a reception. Is that possible over at the Fish House?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Richard. Yeah, renting out spaces. Do you guys have reception space?
We definitely do, and we have an events team that can help you out with that. I have a phone number if you're ready.
Sure.
All right.
All right. The number for our events line is 433-9450.
Right. It seems like it's hard to get something that's less than 50.
Say that again. 433?
850.
850.
I'm sorry, 434.
434 is the prefix. All right.
9450.
9450. 850.
434.
434.
Go for it, Taylor.
9450.
All right. Did you get that, Richard?
Yeah, guys, sure. Okay. I don't know the fish house.
And also, too, Richard, if you go on our website, you can tour all of our private event spaces, so you can get a glimpse of everything, too. We have something available at every single one of our restaurants.
Yes.
That's awesome. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, Richard. Thanks for listening to us today, and congratulations on the reception. That's going to be a great event, and anything that you want to host and rent out there, they can help you out with their events team. So thank you so much. Any more questions, comments, let us know. You can call or text 437-1620. All right.
Thanks, Richard. We love
you. Yes. We love it.
Moving on to Atlas for Father's Day. Like I said, we will be open for brunch only, and that's going to be from 11 to 2 o'clock. We'll be serving from our standard brunch menu. And in addition, we will have a brunch feature created by our executive chef, Jason Hughes, which is the roasted pork loin dish that I talked about for Fish House. So it's the same exact one. We are walk-ins only, no reservations. But like I said, you're always more than welcome to give us a call to check on that wait time.
That's something I love, too, is like your hostesses and hosts are like, yeah, call me. I'll let you know the scoop. Like,
we
I'll
give
you the inside deal.
Yeah, we love it.
That's awesome. That's great.
And then over jumping to Jackson's, we will be open for Father's Day lunch from 11 to 2 and dinner service from 5 to 9. For both, we'll be serving from our special lunch menu and standard dinner menu. And a couple specials we'll have. Our brunch feature is going to be Reuben Eggs Benedict with marbled rye rusk, homemade corned beef and sauerkraut, soft poached eggs, sauce chiron, dill pickle relish, roasted potato medley, and grilled asparagus. And then for dinner, we are going to offer our double bone-in elk chop, garlic herb whipped potatoes, roasted rainbow carrots, and port wine demi-glace. Over at Jackson's, you absolutely can make a reservation, which I would recommend. Give them a call, 850-469-9898, or check them out at jacksonsrestaurant.com.
Yes.
All right, Lauren, I see you preparing over there. What you got for us?
I know. I feel like I'm talking everybody's head off today.
No,
it's okay. It is good. Over at Five Sisters, we will be open on Father's Day for our standard Sunday jazz brunch. We'll have our usual Kurt Bowl and the quartet band playing. So if you guys want to listen to some live music with Dad, we'll be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. In addition to our standard brunch menu, we have a special feature created by Chef Josh Rich. And this feature for the fathers is a taste of barbecue. We've got spare ribs, pulled pork, smoked chicken and sausage. It'll be served with southern pineapple coleslaw, baked beans, and Texas toast. And you'll have two sauce options on the side, a white Alabama sauce and a house-made barbecue sauce. We don't take reservations over at Five Sisters. It is just walk-in only. You're always welcome to give them a call. Or if you want to check anything online, greatsouthernrestaurants.com, all of our specials are listed for you. We know it's a ton of information every time we come on here.
Yeah, we can't stress that website enough because it's the perfect. I mean, it has everything on it. It's such a great website. GreatSouthernRestaurants.com. Check it out.
Yes, please do. Mm-hmm. And the phone number for Five Sisters is 850-912-4856. If you want to give them a call to check the wait time for Father's Day. Hopping over to Angelina's, we will be open that Sunday. We're normally not, and we do take reservations. Just like Jackson's, highly recommend. You can visit our website, angelinaspensacola.com. Up in the right-hand corner, you'll see the reservations tab, or you can give us a call, 850-542-8398. In addition to our standard menu, Chef James Brissione has created a Father's Day special, and the feature is a bone-in veal chop a la Parmigiana with house-made farfadelle and heirloom tomato sugo.
Mmm.
Yum.
I don't know anything you just
said. I love
said,
when Lauren speaks Italian.
Sounds good.
It is going to be good. Make your reservation. This is your sign. Don't procrastinate. You already have. Mm-hmm. So just go ahead. Visit GreatSouthernRestaurants.com.
Next weekend.
Yeah. And it's a special event. So those are always going to go fast. Definitely get in.
All right.
Everybody's stretching. All right. Yoga time. Here
I
we
know.
Go. Everybody's stretching and yawning at the same time.
It's time for my second cup of coffee.
All right.
Moving on to Jackson's, which is our next event. It's going to be our Dinner with Strings event, where we partner with the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra for the 11th annual Dinner with Strings Attached event. That's going to be Thursday, June 20th. As the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra enters its 99th season, which is crazy, It is dedicated to promoting the well-being of the community through engaging musical activities like this special performance at Jackson's. And this is a wonderful opportunity that will offer newcomers and symphony enthusiasts alike an evening dinner performance by the Pensacola Symphony musicians. And if you've never seen them, we have usually three, correct?
Yes.
Three. We don't have them listed on the press release, but we usually have three. And it is crazy just what three musicians can do.
Oh, yeah.
It is really, really cool. So it's a night of music and dinner, which you can't go wrong.
No.
Musical selections for the evening will feature a variety of favorite classics and light pops. And guests are sure to delight in the range of musical styles. So we're going to have two seatings for the event, the first one at 5 and the second one at 7:30. And in addition to our full dinner menu, Chef Irv Miller has prepared a special feature for the evening. That's going to be 16-ounce prime ribeye with Dijon mustard cream reduction sauce, roasted cultivated wild mushrooms, and truffle fries. So there's no price for the event. You just need to make your reservation, essentially, and then it's dinner. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. It's not
it's
a set price.
Dinner and a show.
Dinner and a show.
It's not a set price for everybody.
Right.
Gotcha.
So it's just for all whatever you're ordering. So make sure you make your reservation if you would like a seat for this event. Like I said, that is going to be Thursday, June 20th.
Chef Irv, do you ever call him Swerve?
I will now.
Sorry. Okay. I just snorted on the radio. All right. I cracked myself
Chef
up.
Chef Swerve.
Man, I'm telling
Miller.
Chef Swerve.
He'll love that. That's how I'll introduce him at Swerve Miller. Or something.
All right. What else we got? We got about 4 minutes left here.
Perfect. So, I can make it quick.
All right.
4th of July, right around the corner, guys. And as always, we have our 4-course wine and food event over at the Fish House. And of course, you can come join us at the Fish House to celebrate the 4th of July because we'll be open for walk-in dining as well, serving from our standard dinner menu. And over on our Harborview deck at Atlas Oyster House, we're going to be offering the special 4-course food and wine event. Each table will have waterfront seating overlooking Pensacola Bay. Fireworks begin at 9 o'clock. The table reservations for the wine dinner start at 7 and will be yours throughout the evening, so you'll be able to have your seat for the fireworks show. The food and wine dinner is on the website. I'll go over some highlights so that we have some time. Some appetizer options, truffle tots, which...
Yum. Mm.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. With house-made smoked Gouda tater tots, white truffle oil, roasted garlic aioli, pecorino romano cheese. We have smoky barbecue lamb ribs, a crunchy California roll, so a little variety, something for everybody. Soups and salad, watermelon caprese, lobster cob salad. We have a Cedar Key clam chowder. And then entrees, duck confit. We have, my computer just zoomed in all the way. we have a Long Island strip and then dewy crusted redfish. And then dessert, everybody's favorite. We have a firecracker blueberry ricotta cake and a bottle rocket bourbon pecan cake. And that's all going to be paired with different wines of your choice.
Very nice.
Yes. So the price for the wine dinner is $125 per person, and that's going to include the 4 courses and the 4 wine pairings. And to make your reservations, you will go through me for that. You can call me, text me, 850-287-0200, or as always, taylor@goodgrits.com.
All right. You can only get those through Taylor.
Yes.
She holds the keys.
Scary. All right.
Okay, we have a text from Nancy in Pensacola. She says, y'all are so cute, the three of you. She made that because she means the three of you guys, not me. but makes me hungry. Good job.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes.
We're all cute in this room.
You guys are. You really are.
You're included.
And you're included.
Like we say every time, we know it's a ton of information on top of our cuteness. Please visit greatsouthernrestaurants.com to see everything we talked about today. There's always more. There's never enough time.
Right.
No, there's really not.
Yes.
But
there's a nice little pop-up slides out on the right-hand side. Everything that is coming up, any menu, any phone number, reservations, it's all listed for you right there on greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Or you can reach out to taylor@goodgrits.com or lauren@goodgrits.com. We're always happy to answer any questions.
Oh. We're here to help.
Awesome. greatsouthernrestaurants.com. The Great Southern Restaurants Group. We got Angelina's, Fish House, Jackson's. What else?
You got
Five Sisters. There's all of them. I've got the Grits girls in here. Taylor Dawson, Lauren Smith. I've got Nadia, the intern. I'm cute by association. This is Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio Pensacola. We've got a little bit of time left. What's your favorite event coming up? I'm a big 4th of July guy, so I think that's really exciting. Let's go over that again. What in terms of reservations, who's doing reservations? Who's not on July 4th? Real quick. To recap.
So no reservations, Five Sisters, Atlas Fish House. And then, of course, you can always make a reservation over at Jackson's and Angelina's. Right.
But if you want to do the special dinner at Fish House, you can make reservations for 4th of July through Taylor.
That's very important information.
Yes.
Yes, yes, it is. I just wanted to recap that for people because I know 4th of July is going to be a huge, huge event, and it's going to be a great day. So thank you to Great Southern Restaurants for the delicious, delicious food that they're pumping out every day and the seasonal offerings. We got Chef Swerve over there and the Grits Girls, Nadia the intern. We're having a great time. We'll be right back after this.